Well, I guess it could be no more than fitting that the guy that we came here to see tonight is coming up there with a chance to win his own ball game.
Yep. Two down.
The fans are standing, David.
Well, they should. Two down, runners at first and second. A base hit should do it.
And John has two of them tonight.
Peters waits. Line drive right between the shortstop and the second baseman. Birch comes around third. He'll come into the plate. He'll dive head first. The ball game is over. The Cubs have won it 10-0. John Peters has picked up victory number 51. He's all atop in the record book. His teammates are mobbing him out on the field. Cameramen are rushing in from all over the place. Flash bulbs are flashing. Keith Kane making his way across the infield. The post-game interviews are at hand, but the big news, John Peters with victory number 51. The Cubs are 21-1, 11-0 in district play. Wow, Randy.
Certainly excitement. They lifted John up on their shoulders, and the cameramen are having a field day because they had agreed not to take any pictures when John was pitching so they would not disturb him, but nobody said anything about not taking any pictures immediately after the ball game over, and they were like dogs on a bone right as soon as he crossed first base and the run came in to score, and they're still taking pictures as he walks across heading over to the dugout.
Everybody on their feet and clapping and cheering. The mob makes its way toward the third place base dugout where John will give a live interview. Radio Central's Keith Kane is down there.
You know, we came out and played real well tonight, and I felt good the whole game. And you know, I thank the good Lord for letting me do this.
Are you glad it's over?
I'm glad it's over. Now we can, you know, kind of so-called relax and, you know, go about our business, try to get to the playoffs.
John, a lot of people thought that you were going to win the game on the mound, but you won it with your bat.
Right, well, you know, that was just something. He hung me a curveball, and then, you know, I felt good on the mound all night, and, you know, it was just one of those nights I felt great.
You struck out seven in a row at one time.
Well, I didn't know how many, you know, I'd struck out, but I knew I had pretty good stuff, and they weren't touching the fastball, and we kept on going fastball.
How about breaking the record on a no-hitter?
Well, you know, I never dreamed of even coming close to breaking this record, but, you know, I did it, and, you know, a great way to end it, no-hitter, and then get the hit, and I just thank the teammates for coming out, and they played a heck of a ball game.
How much of a disappointment was it last year to find out that 34 was not enough after finding out? I mean, how'd you get yourself motivated after learning it?
Well, if anything, it made me want to get that record more. You know, made me come out here and work harder, and you know, that didn't disappoint me much, but you know, we just came out and played good.
You really couldn't have written a script any better. Did you have anything last night? Did you picture in your mind what might happen tonight? Did you?
Well, before the game last night, I predicted to my parents we win 7-1 with a one hitter. Well, one hit, I came close, but the score I didn't.
Why didn't you talk to the guy that held the record? I mean, you he had dinner with your parents, but you didn't eat with him. How come last night?
Right, we didn't know the UIL rules or anything. We thought maybe that was a conflict.
Yeah, tell us some of it.
Hey, John.
Don't hold it up. I like this guy. That's
knock it in.
It feels great. You know, I was up on deck, and I thought James was going to do it. I told him, I said, give this hit, and let's end it all. And, you know, he hung me a curve, and luckily I got the hit.
Is there any conceivable way it could have been any better?
No way.
John, does it get any better than this?
No, I don't think it gets any better. You know, it's just state tournament. That's better, and, you know, hopefully we can get there.
Is that the next goal you guys are after, your fourth straight state title?
Right. You know, first goal is to get through district undefeated and then, you know, go through playoffs and try to get to state tournament.
Randy Reitz, it looks like the news conference is beginning to break up out here. One of the easier news conferences I've ever had. Some of the best sports writers in the business. Let them ask all the questions and just let John answer the questions as he has won his 51st consecutive game. And it happened here at Fireman's Park in Brenham. John Peters stands alone in the record books.